We're here with Hannah Combs, Executive Director of the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum, and we're joined by Willie Wittizeller, who is representing in this case, Leadership Sandpoint. You're part of the current class.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here on the morning show here at 88.5. And we're talking about, in particular, some historical events coming up. Well, no, I guess not. Maybe they will be historical.
Maybe they will be. We're going to make history next week.
Time will tell if they're historical, but they're...
They're making Hannah old.
Yes.
Yes, that's for sure.
Where do you want to jump in here, Hannah? Where do you want to just go chronologically what's coming up, or how do you want to begin our conversation?
That may make more sense than other methods. So the first big event we have coming up next week is our Historical Society's annual membership meeting. That's going to be next Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock. And we are hosting it at the Hive this year. Usually this is held at the museum. But we wanted to make sure there is room for a big crowd. At the meeting itself, we will be going through our annual report of 2025. We'll be recognizing volunteers. We'll be electing board members, doing all of the usual business of the society. But we are very excited that following the meeting, we will have renowned author Jack Nisbet at the Hive for a presentation. Jack only comes to town a couple times a year, so we're thrilled to have him visiting from Spokane. And when I called him this year to ask what he'd like to talk about, he's been here before to speak about David Thompson, some of the other subjects of books he's already written. But this year we are thrilled that he's going to be sharing some things he's learned from what we think may be an upcoming publication. He said he's been working on a collection of essays about birds. And Ooh. So he's going to be sharing some of the stories he's discovered in that research.
Birds in the area or Pacific Northwest? Or
you know, I think he's going to touch a little bit on how he came to be interested in this. He mentioned that he grew up in the Carolinas, and his mother and grandmother were really instrumental in kind of inspiring him growing up to pay attention to the bird life around their home and along the rivers near where he grew up. So he said that kind of inspired in him this lifelong fascination, not just with wildlife, but with natural history and all of the things that he's really built his career around. So now that he is, kind of very much rooted in the inland Northwest, he said he is going to be talking primarily about the birds that are native to this region and also how they have played a role in the local history. So how different tribes of the inland Northwest interacted with birds and kind of the meaning that they have had to different people throughout our history.
So this is right after the membership meeting.
That's correct. Yes. So the membership meeting is free and open to the public. Anyone is welcome to attend, and we would love to have a big crowd there. Jack's talk is going to be ticketed, and that will follow immediately after at around 6 o'clock.
Okay. Once again, next Tuesday, the 28th at the Hive, the membership meeting, which is free to all at 5. And then
Jack Nisbet.
There's a fee.
Tickets are $18 for adults, $5 for kids. If you are a member of the Historical Society, tickets are only $15. And if you're a member, then any kids that you have with you are free.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can one get tickets on the website?
Yes, you can. So
and that would be
BonnerCountyHistory.org.
BonnerCountyHistory.org. Okay.
That's correct. Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So two events down for your old week.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then let's see. So that's next Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we have an event that I'm really excited about. It is not open to the public, but we are partnering with the Lake Ponderay School District as well as Kiniksu Land Trust to bring in the Northwest Fur Trade Historians Group to do an encampment at the museum. So they're going to set up sort of a little trading village, and they're going to have all their tents there. They're going to have all their trading goods. And there will be reenactors dressed up in costumes from the 1800s. And they will have different stations. We're going to bring in a bunch of fourth grade classrooms from around the county. We'll have about 200 or so students there, and they will go from station to station learning about different aspects of life in a fur trade sort of encampment. And the Kalispell tribe is also coming over. They're going to do an interactive sort of demonstration of some of their traditional dances and, show the kids just kind of all different aspects of life here in the early 1800s. So
makes me kind of wish I was a fourth grader again.
Same.
You know,
I know it's going to be pure magic, I think, for those kids to get to.
I'd be upset if I were a third grader or a fifth grader.
Well, if you're in third grade, you can look forward to it.
That's what I was going to say. Oh. If you're in third grade,
Is this going to be an ongoing event?
We did it last year for the first time.
And what was the response?
It was fantastic. It's been a really great partnership. The students love it.
I'm sure.
Teachers were eager to come back. So we're really excited to be doing it for the second time. And I hope this will become a tradition for years to come.
Hope you have good weather.
Yeah. And you know, if we don't, then it'll maybe just be a little bit more like real life.
Real. Oh, no. Let's not go there.
It'll be set up there in Lakeview Park.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And we do have hopes in the future at some point to be able to do a day where it will be open to the public. But for now, we're still kind of fine-tuning things. So it's just available for the kids. But we'll be taking lots of photos, and we'll be sharing those in our newsletter afterwards.
Wonderful.
May I ask? Now, we don't have a KLT representative here, but where does the Kiniksu Land Trust tie in? What's their role in this production?
So you may be familiar with Kiniksu Land Trust's folk school.
Yeah.
So they offer a lot of traditional skills classes, so where you can learn how to carve a spoon or make baskets, that kind of thing. The director of their program is Sean Deller, and Sean is also one of the key players in the Northwest Fur Trade Historians Group. So he is using, so that is actually a great tie because he, through his work with the fur trade historians, has learned so many of these traditional skills. His work is incredible. I know they do events in Spokane and all around the region for the public. So keep an eye out for that and definitely check them out. And then Sean, as well as many other teachers, do teach classes and some of those skills through KLT's folk school. So be sure to check out their website for their calendar of classes. I think they do a big series every spring and fall.
Mm-hmm. What is there any one fact or any one thing that the kids learn during this event that always that draws some kind of reaction? What can you tell us about fur trading that
there are so many. I really enjoy there's usually one or two women who are part of the fur trade historians who come in, and they kind of talk about what life would be like for a woman living in that environment and kind of the roles that they play. I find that fascinating. I'd say for the kids, probably the biggest reaction they get is Sean usually does a demonstration of how to start a fire using just basically a stick and a stick with a hole in it.
Oh, yeah.
And just doing the kind of like where you rub one between your hands and the friction creates a flame. And they are just mystified by that process. Open mouth, big eyes. It's very cool to see
that. It's possibilities. You know, you can start a fire anywhere in the living room.
Jim, you were a Boy Scout, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to do that?
No.
Me neither. I've never even gotten so much as smoke.
I haven't even gotten like a little poof of anything.
No. Yeah. It's an amazing skill. Yeah.
I can't imagine how many attempts he had to make to learn how to actually do that. It's really impressive.
You have to be determined. Uh-huh. But if this is your only opportunity to get fire and you're out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Desperation lets us do many things we didn't think we were capable of.
How about you, Willie? Mm-hmm. Did you learn how to?
I was a Boy Scout as well, and I'm just racking my brain. All I remember is Pinewood Derby, not helpful for surviving in the woods, and whittling a bar of soap. They didn't let us whittle real wood. We whittled soap. So, no, I didn't gain many survival skills.
How about knots? Did you learn how to do different kinds of knots?
Oh, that's right. We
knots?
Did some knots. That's right. I think I got a knot badge. That's true. That's true. That's something. I don't know if I could do any of them today, but yeah.
I think it's what's the one that the rabbit comes out of the hole, goes around the tree, and goes back into the hole, a clove hitch or something like that? I don't know.
Sure.
Turn off the phone. We're going to get somebody calling about that.
Good idea.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that is Thursday, April 30th. It's closed to the general public, but how neat.
Yeah, we're so excited.
I mean, 200 kids?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the energy if we could harness it?
I do want to give a huge shout out to Erica Haynes. She's a teacher at the Sandpoint High School, and she is the one who has masterminded this whole program.
Perfect.
Does all the fussing with the logistics to make sure that every kid has the full experience. Mm-hmm. So she is just a superhero and has done so much to make this happen.
Yay, Erica. Cool. Okay, you've survived three events now in your busy week. We're heading into...
The big day.
Ooh.
The big day.
Should we take a music break before we get to the big day?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Okay, yesterday was Earth Day. And I thought we'd play a song that is so appropriate. Steve Forbert with Good Planets Are Hard to Find. Hmm. That's Steve Forbert. Good planets are hard to find. And speaking of planets, I'm sure that you all know this, that the way to remember the planets from the sun going outward is my very educated mother served us 9 pies. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then... But I don't think that works anymore because they sort of got rid of one.
Rude. Served us.
Yeah. Mm. So served us pies.
Served us.
Nice. Yeah.
No.
Served us nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Served us nothing.
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay. Just a little bit of, since you're going to be doing trivia, really.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're here in the studio with Hannah Combs, Executive Director of the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum, and Willie Wittizaler. From Leadership Sandpoint, talking about what's coming up at the museum and for the Historical Society. Moving on to our next event. Boy, you are busy next week, Hannah. And then
who planned this?
Isn't it funny? It never rains, but it pours. So you've got on Tuesday, April 28th, 2 events, your annual membership meeting, and then a Jack Nisbet talk at the Hive about birds. The Nisbet talk is a ticketed event, but the membership meeting is free, and you can probably go to the membership meeting and then go hide in the bathroom and not have to pay for your ticket. Okay,
Check.
No, I'm just kidding.
We all want to support
the museum. You should pay for your ticket. And then on Thursday, April 30th, this is not open to the public, but your Northwest Fur Trader event with Lake Monterey School District and KLT, 200 fourth grade students all enjoying their education about fur trading and Kalispell culture. And then what happens on Saturday, May 2nd, 2 days after that?
Many, many things.
Right? Okay.
So first of all, this is an event we do every month. We have our free first Saturday at the museum. And that is where the museum is free and open to the public. This month is sponsored by Shirley Parker. And our education team does hands-on history activities. This month, they are going to be coordinating an outdoor scavenger hunt around the museum. So this is kind of our first month to get everybody outside and learning things about history out there. So if you have little kids, this is good for anyone. Two and up is who it's designed for. So bring them by. Those activities are all free, thanks to our sponsors. And that is from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock.
Let me ask you, there's a chance that there might be someone out there who does not know the location of the museum.
Yes, good point. Yes, so the Bonner County History Museum is located at 611 South Ella Avenue in Sandpoint. If you're driving by on Ontario or on Ella, you will most likely recognize our building because of the big yellow caboose out on the front lawn. So keep an eye out for the yellow caboose and you'll know you're in the right place. We are located in Lakeview Park, surrounded by the Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society's Arboretum. So lots of fun things to do there on a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, May 2nd, 10 to 2, free first Saturday, sponsored by Shirley Parker, and then a hands-on scavenger hunt.
Yes, cool. It'll be a lot of fun. Now, at the same time.
No way. Oh, come on.
This is one of our big events for the year. We're super excited. This is the first year we are attempting to do this, so forgive us if anything's a little clunky. We are hoping to do this every year and we'll get better every year. But we are going to be hosting a historic drive and discover tour along the Pend'Oreille River. So if you have done the POAX Artist Studio Tour before, or if you've done the Bonner County Gardeners Association's Garden Tour, this will be a similar format. So you buy your ticket, we will send you a map, or you can pick one up day of. The museum is going to be technically one of the sites, so you can always come to the museum if you don't know where else to start. But there will be about 8 different historic sites along the north and south shores of the Pend'Oreille River. So we're going to be doing a loop from Sandpoint out to Priest River and back. We have 3 sites on the south side of the Pend'Oreille River, so that's where you're going to be driving down kind of Lakeshore and Dufert roads over to Priest River. And then on the north side, we have a bunch of different sites in Priest River and on the way back to Sandpoint. So you can start anywhere that you know, if you live at Renko, you can start there and do the loop and come back home. Or if you live down on Lakeshore, same thing. Just start from where you're at and do the full loop.
That sounds so cool.
We're really excited. And how we have set this up is we've selected different sites that each have kind of a group or a person that is really passionate about the historic preservation of that place and knows the history behind it. We'll match them up with one of the museum volunteers who will help with kind of the event logistics side of it. So making sure that you can get your ticket if you don't have one already, that you can get your we'll have a little passport you can fill out so you can get your passport from them. And then you'll be able to meet with the host of the site who can kind of show you around, tell you some fun facts about it. And hopefully you'll walk away with an appreciation of some places that you have never been inside or maybe never even knew about.
Cool, cool. Now, did the museum put on a bay trail walk?
We did. We did that back in March.
I've heard nothing but good things about that. And, you know, I think this would be another event.
Yes. And that one, I think it was a huge success.
Major.
All thanks to Steve Gill, who led the tour and is an expert on that area. We are relying on the same thing again for this event, that we have these amazing people in our community who know these places, take care of them.
They're passionate
and are really
about them.
Passionate about it. So they're the ones who will be telling you all the good stories about them.
So Saturday, May 2nd, 10 to 4 at various sites, historic drive and discover tour, Pendere River, both the north and the south.
Yeah, so the north side, of course, is along Highway 2. Many of us drive that somewhat frequently. The south side, not as many people drive those roads unless you live down there. So if you don't live on the south side, it's really beautiful down there, fun drive, and there are some interesting sites that are kind of tucked away that you wouldn't see normally. One of the sites that I'm particularly excited about is the old Renko Schoolhouse. There is a group of people who have been working with the Idaho Heritage Trust for a number of years to restore the building. And then they're going to be using it as a community space moving forward. So it'll be really neat to see just how much effort that they've invested
so
in that space.
It's been in, what, just disuse over the years? And
you know, I think like many of our historic buildings, most of these buildings are over 100 years old at this point. And even if they, you know, I don't think the Renko School was ever fully kind of abandoned or out of use. But as the decades go by, it just needs help.
It needs attention.
Work. Yeah, exactly. And they're doing a beautiful job with it. So
cool.
Really excited to see that one.
And tickets are available online at
BonnerCountyHistory.org. You can go to our events tab, and that will give you a link to buy your tickets. Similar to Jack Nisbet's, we will have adult tickets for $18. Kids 18 and under are $7. If you are a member of the Historical Society, your adult tickets are $15 and kids are free.
And then, Hannah, Saturday night, May 2nd. What's on the agenda?
So immediately after the Drive and Discover Tour, we are thrilled to be the recipients of so much generosity from the Leadership Sandpoint Group, who are holding a fundraiser for the museum at the Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center. Yeah. And I'll pass it over to Willie for all the fun details on that one.
Definitely. I'm so excited to tell you all about this because it is... Yes, it's a local history trivia night, but it's also so much more. I mean, honestly, we're just throwing a big party out at the Ag Center. It's going to be awesome. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring the kids. I can't wait to tell you all about what we've got going on there that afternoon. But real quick, the details. Yeah. Saturday, May 2nd, 4 to 7 at the Ag Center, which, by the way, have you all been out there? To the Ag Center.
I have.
Beautiful building. Yeah.
This event planning was the first time that I had exposure to it. So I don't know how many people listening have. If you haven't been there, this is a perfect excuse to come and check this place out.
Okay.
So,
directions.
Directions. It's out on North Boyer. It's actually pretty much across from where Schweitzer Cutoff Road hits Boyer there. So if you look up, it's officially, everyone calls it the Ag Center, but it's Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center, or SOAC, if you were to look it up.
SOAC.
Yeah, I've seen it abbreviated as that.
I'm feeling SOAC today.
But the main event is, like I said, local history trivia. So if you want to take part in that, bring out some friends to be part of a trivia team, that's going to be a lot of fun. But we also have food trucks, we have games, we have interactive exhibits for kids, we have live music. I'm really excited about Justin Priest is going to be there playing music. If that name sounds familiar, he opened for Blues Traveler at the festival a couple years back. He's an awesome locally raised musician. And like I said, it's just going to be a big community-based party. And like Hannah was saying, it's not only positioned somewhat as a cumulative event after this awesome week of programming. It's the cumulative event for a months-long fundraiser that Leadership Sandpoint has been running to benefit the Historical Society and Museum. So Leadership Sandpoint, for those who don't know, it's a program run out of the Chamber of Commerce. And every year a group of folks comes together and we get to go all around town learning about the community and getting engaged and learning about how to serve this community better and get involved in nonprofits. But also we select a nonprofit every year to be our fundraising campaign. And we were also moved by the work that the Historical Society is doing. And
amazing.
It really is. Yeah. And just the museum in general is a huge part of this community. And so we were thrilled to, you know, take on this cause of trying to raise money to help them preserve these historical objects that are so precious and important, and they need proper storage tools and boxes, and this stuff costs money in order to make sure that these things don't, you know, fade away or erode or all these things. And so that's where we stepped in to say, hey, maybe we can get some engagement around raising money for this. And it's been an awesome couple of months. Honestly, I want to shout out a few major sponsors already, like Bonner General Health and the Idaho Forest Group and 113 Maine, people like that coming in big to help us out. But now it's time for the whole community to come together and have some fun and play trivia. And like I said, just eat and listen to music. And it is a ticketed event. All proceeds go to the Historical Society and Museum. So it's $15. Children under 12 are free. We just want people to bring their kids. And like I said, we've got actually the library, Hands on History, is going to be putting some stuff together, Kinnickesee Land Trust, the Waldorf School, just to make sure that there's stuff for kids to be doing while we're all hanging out. So yeah, bring the kids, bring the family, bring your trivia group. And it's going to be
good. Are tickets
a good time.
Online through the Historical
Not
Society?
Not through the Historical Society. So if you want to get tickets, you actually go to the Chamber of Commerce website. So the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, if you go to their homepage, you'll see a tab for events. And right there, you'll see local history trivia night.
Okay. Yeah. But you can also get them at the door, right?
You could get them at the door. And I will say another easy way is to follow Leadership Sandpoint on social media. So Leadership Sandpoint has its own Facebook and Instagram. And so we have the link right there on our social media that goes straight to where you buy a ticket for this.
Perfect. So this is the third event on Saturday. This is from 4 to 7 at the Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center. SOAC. SOAC, baby. Local History Trivia Night. And Leadership Sandpoint is putting on Protect Our Story. Right. Trivia. Probably some of the trivia that you would learn.
Ooh. If you go on the driving tour.
Yeah, driving tour. I was thinking
we have that. Maybe considered that. If you go on the driving tour, you might get a leg up on the trivia.
Definitely.
Doobie. Okay.
I have had inquiring minds ask, how many people should they be planning for their trivia team?
I think we're going to cap the teams at 6.
Okay.
But you can be a pair or 3 or whatever you want to do. But yeah, just to keep it from going too crazy. And so if you overflow, if you got a big family, just figure out a way to split up into 2 teams.
Sounds good.
Do you have any of the questions prepared already? Or a sample question?
Are you trying to see if I'm going to give you any tricks?
Well, here's another you could give our listeners a little advanced warning for what to expect.
Okay. One trivia question. If you're listening right now, that will be on the the trivia. We will, let's see. When did David Thompson first come to Bonner County on his expedition?
I know roughly.
I was going to say roughly.
I can't remember the specific year. I have a guess.
You've got to read up,
I guess.
Yeah, go for it.
Is it 1806?
I was going to say around 1800, early on.
Very close. Flip that last number upside down.
A nine.
1809.
You were close. Well done. Well done. Well, that's a good exclusive for the listeners. I will say the first session of Leadership Sandpoint this year, we did local history trivia just as a game together.
Yeah.
And I am not a history buff by any means, but just having, you know, been raised in Sandpoint, I was probably getting about 30% of them or so. So I think even if you're not, studied up on these things, we're going to try and make it accessible to locals. And if you don't know that stuff, here's a good opportunity to learn.
Mm-hmm. That's Saturday, May 2nd, capping off a full day of activity for the folks at the museum. Hannah, what are you going to participate in on Saturday, May 2nd? Are you going to be at the museum? Are you going to be out driving? Are you going to be at the SOAG? Or are you going to do all of it?
I am going to try to do a bit of everything.
Oh my.
As this is our first year doing the driving tour, I'm going to be kind of a runner in case I miss anything. I'll be bringing people what they need. I would love to be able to do the full tour, check in, see all of the sites myself. But I am very excited that we'll have volunteers at each site. And then, of course, I'm so excited to join for the local history trivia night. I promise I will not be participating in the games.
Yeah, and you are off the clock at that point. We've got, you know, 20 Leadership Sandpoint folks running the night. So all you got to do is show up and eat and drink and have fun. And
that
and,
sounds fantastic. I so appreciate all of the work that your team has done to make this happen.
Well, we appreciate you. That's why we're doing it. It's fun. Yeah.
The afternoon event, I do have a question. Mm-hmm. Is there an emergency number one can call on the driving tour, you know, like a phone call? Hi, I'm down in Boise, and I just must have taken a left instead of a right. Yeah, I mean,
I've hit the Pacific Ocean.
You know, I look at that, and I go, whoa, the opportunity to get lost.
You know, we are going to try to have pretty clear directions on the map, the physical map that you will be able to carry around with you. But if you are truly in a pickle and need a hand, you can always give the museum a call at 208-263-2344. We will have a volunteer there all day. Who will either be able to help you out, or they have my personal number and can pass on a message, and I'll help you out myself.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that gets you to the end of the week, the busy week. The should we run down just briefly on Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 28th at 5 p.m. at the Hive, the annual membership meeting of the Historical Society. And then you clear the building, and then there's a talk by Jack Nisbet at 6 p.m. at the Hive talking about birds.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Thursday, only fourth graders get to attend at the museum.
Right. If you're a 6 foot tall fourth grader with a beard, we will know.
I won't be here. I'm not going to be here for any of these events, my dear.
Oh, next year.
If I'm here.
If you're here.
But then that's Thursday, April 30th, for 200 fourth grade students, Northwest Fur Traders Encampment, then busy Saturday, 10 to 2, First Free Saturday, hosted and sponsored by Shirley Parker, and there's going to be hands-on historic activity, history activity, outdoor scavenger hunt, and then the road trip. 10 to 4 on Saturday, May 2nd, a historic drive and discover tour along the Pendere River.
Both sides.
And then Leadership Sandpoint is hosting at the SOAC, Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center, from 4 to 7 on that Saturday. Local history trivia night with food trucks and music, and just a great way to celebrate community.
Exactly.
And then that gets us to May 4th through the 7th.
And I know you've already had Katie Bogalke on to
this. Yes, we did.
So we'll just give it a quick mention. But I know the Historical Society and KRFY are both participating in Live Give 7B. That's a community-wide fundraising week for all of our beloved nonprofits in Bonner and Boundary counties. And you can go to their website, 7bgives.org, to see if you know, I would say most people in this town have one or two nonprofits that they know about, maybe they donate to, they're passionate about their mission. It is truly stunning to go to this website and see how many nonprofits are serving this community day in, day out.
This is a giving community and a receiving community.
Absolutely.
It does a great job. Yeah. And you go to 7B, you don't write out the word 7, it's the numeral 7, capital B, gives.org.
Yeah. And you can go there and support any of the local nonprofits that you care about, maybe learn about some new ones. And they have so many different, they have a big wrap up celebration at the Hive on May 8th from 3 to 6 to come and celebrate all of the good that we've all collectively done for the community over the course of the week.
I'm going to pull up some more information. Actually, if you're really interested in learning about more about this, you can listen to our previous chat with Katie Bogalke from the Community Resource and Vision Center Or you can listen on Tuesday morning when she's back talking to Phil Huff, I believe. I think they actually just recorded that conversation the other day, and they'll be playing it back on Tuesday morning. So there you are. May 4th is what? I'm going to see what I can
It's a Monday.
Find out. May 4th is a Monday. I'm looking for like the actual... The rundown of activities, because there's something going on every single day.
Right.
Yeah. The 4th, I think, is Lost in the 50s Day.
Yep. Dressed like the 50s.
Tuesday is the day that we all meet at the 219 at 2:19 in the afternoon.
2:19.
For a toast. Wednesday, I think we're on the bridge.
Waving flags.
Waving flags on the walking bridge. Yeah.
Our signs.
On the long bridge. Yeah. And I don't remember what Thursday is.
I think there is a, everyone dresses up in their gear from their favorite outdoor sport. And then we're all getting together at Utara.
Yes.
That evening.
Right.
To hang out.
Okay. And then Friday's the big celebration at the Hive.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. But that's going on all week, and it's a giving festival for local nonprofits from May 4th through 7th. That's the 4th through the 7th is the Monday through Thursday, and then Friday is the grand finale. Yeah, I'm excited. You can and follow along here on KRFY. We're going to try to have up-to-date information on how the actual the fundraiser part is going on the morning shows. Yeah, there you go. Cool. Well, we're here with Hannah Combs and Willie Wittizaler. Hannah's the executive director of the Bonner County Historical Society Museum. Willie is a representative of Leadership Sandpoint, which is, I think, a two-year program.
It's a two-year commitment. The first year, we get to take these field trips all around the community. The second year, we actually facilitate for the next group. So we'll be the ones taking the next team around next year.
Right. And you... we're just talking about Historical Society upcoming events. I'm Jack Peterson, and Jim Healy's here as well. What do you want to do, Jim? Play some music?
Should we play another song dealing with Earth Day? And then we can say goodbye to Hannah and Willie and thank them both for stopping by the station this morning. Pete Seeger wrote a song called Rainbow Race, celebrating the planet and diversity.
One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shore.
One earth so green and brown, that's the wonderful Pete Seeger. And with Rainbow Race, thinking of Earth Day yesterday, we've got time to fill. What better time to fill than with spring cleaning?
It's yes, it is time for spring cleaning. How's yours going, Jim?
Well, that was a conversation stopper. Spring cleaning, look at your CDs and DVDs, and is there something that you haven't listened to or watched? Maybe it's time that it be moved down here to the radio station. What we do is we gratefully... especially if it's Grateful Dead, take donated CDs, and I go through the station's iTunes library and see if we have the CD, and if we don't, then I enter the music into our iTunes library, and then the last Saturday in July, for Sidewalk Days, we have sale. They're for a dollar, and it's a way to generate... it's a way to enrich our iTunes library and also to for support of the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Help keep auto eclectic, if nothing else.
Amen on that. And just bring the CDs by 323. We're on the second floor, First Avenue. It was above Hen's Tooth Gallery, Ward's Place, but now it's going to be...
It's in that beautiful, freshly painted white and black building.
They're painting it as we speak down below us.
Yeah.
The Cakery.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and I think there's a conspiracy, quite honestly. I have had to resist going down to Bluebird Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that Ward Space was going to be the cakery. Just what I need, the smells wafting up here to my office.
Mm-hmm.
And Ward said it could have been a beauty hairdressing salon.
Good point.
With the...
Yeah, with those chemical toxic aromas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then across the street in the Image Maker is moving in a French bistro sort of breakfast place. And so, yeah, it's a losing endeavor.
Do you think we're... Is this going to become... Is Sandpoint going to become some sort of mecca for baked good connoisseurs? Do you think is this going to be starting to attract a specialized tourism industry to people? I mean, we're going to be up to 6 bakeries or something like that, right? I think so. If you count the donut shops, maybe even more.
Well, if you count the donuts at Safeway and Yolks and Super One, which is nothing to pass by, let me tell you. But anyway, that's part of the adventure. So we're above the cakery.
Yeah.
And if you have your CDs or DVDs, just drop them off and we'll be ever so grateful.
Yeah. We do add, this is not something we usually mention. I mean, a lot of it, this is a fundraiser for us. We sell the CDs again. Jim Healy runs that fundraiser and does a great job. But it is actually the way, I mean, we add new music to the radio station, but what we're adding usually is actually new music that has come out.
New to the station.
And that if you want to add something to the radio station's library that didn't come out this year, but it's in your CD collection, this is how you're going
to
do it.
If you haven't listened to it, you know, I have a ginormous CD collection, and I've oftentimes said on the air, one of the tragedies of my life is that I only have one set of ears.
Yeah.
And when I'm playing one CD, I'm getting sad looks from thousands of other CDs. And that's why I play my CDs after dark.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to have them staring at me. But anyway, please bring down your unlistened to and unwanted CDs, preferably not ones that you have been made from other. You know, we want the original CDs.
Yeah.
And 323 North First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint, Idaho.
Well, there you go. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY Ponderay. And this is and has been the morning show.
Time for Bird Note. Thanks to Hannah and Willie for stopping by. We appreciate all the good things that both of you are doing to make Sandpoint and the area such an incredible place to be.
Listen to Hannah again on Monday morning on the Community Character Hour when you'll be back when we're talking about the Markham family.
Oh, not old Hannah.
kicking off Hannah's great big week of activity. And then see if you can find her on Sunday and see what she looks like after this.
Just a talking skeleton.
Okay. We'll listen to Bird Note now, and thanks again for being here, guys.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Okay.